Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction Sale coming Thursday, March 7th, starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 26,900 head to be offered, 8,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, and 12,800 weaned calves. For details on the cattle being sold this week, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Your next Superior Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, March 7th.
Well, firm pressure is expected to redevelop during early trade today as limited support in the April contract is sparking some uncertainty surrounding fundamental support. With April contracts closing the day yesterday at 128.35, continued pressure may develop until traders find any sense of support or can trigger any technical market shifts. Now, the cash hog business expected to get done with prices generally steady here today. The full range of bids expected to be steady to about a dollar lower as traders remain focused on the renewed support in pork values as well as the firm market rally developing in April contracts. Futures trade in the hogs is expected mixed with follow-through support likely to slowly develop in April contracts as traders continue to move into the market throughout the week, distancing themselves from previous support levels just below $53. Now, today's slaughter runs are expected about 477,000 head. On the grains, the wheat contracts are mixed this morning, but the late-day sell-off has traders questioning whether a bottom has been made or not. Cash sources suggest U.S. hard red winter wheat was $8 to $10 too expensive in the Saudi tender, but the U.S. should get at least one cargo out of the Iraq tender. Still, the lack of business to Saudi Arabia is a big blow to bulls, as this is precisely the type of destination the U.S. needed to service in the fourth quarter to have any kind of chance to achieve a 1.0 billion bushel export forecast. Now, corn futures are mixed this morning, but would be trying to string together 3 days of gains for the first time since early February. Corn is attempting to bounce from the lowest trade in 5 months, as the September lows have so far held. Corn export sales have improved recently, with 100,500 metric tons of corn announced as sold to Colombia yesterday, while Mexico bought 168,000 metric tons. South Korea bought 133 metric tons last week. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Now, April live cattle down 120 yesterday, 128.35. June was down 62 at 119.80. March feeder cattle down 2 cents, 141.20. And April down 2 cents at 145.02. April hogs up 92 cents yesterday, 57.32. May was up 7 cents at 66 even. Kansas City wheat, May was down 1 and 3 quarters yesterday, 443. July down 3 cents at 450 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May was down 1 and 3 quarters at 455 and a half. July was down 2 and a quarter at 461. May corn was up 1 and 3 quarters at 374 and 3 quarters. July was up 1 and 3 quarters at 383 and a quarter. May soybeans up 4 and a half, 916. July was up 4 and a half at 930. May cotton down 72, 7313. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.